go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, Episode 786.
Today, J.R. asks...
Obviously, 2019 is almost over. Well, it's over now, but...
Yeah, I kind of let this one sit on the vine for a little while because I wasn't sure how to answer it, but let's continue.
Okay. Obviously, 2019 is almost over. Where did the year go? What do you see coming down the pike for 2020 publishing markets?
I think I see maturation. I don't see much changing in terms of marketplaces to distribute your books, at least not at the moment. I am seeing a lot more upstart publishing companies that are trying to start building themselves out in very deliberate ways now that the ground seems to have stabilized beneath us and the vast majority of the revolution appears to be over. So, audiobooks will continue to get bigger. The market will keep getting more crowded. You'll have the occasional moral panic coming through and trying to rob people of their livelihood because bored, unproductive people need hobbies. And you'll have sales go down because it's an election year and there's a lot of uncertainty globally and there's the unwinding of the global order, and that stuff is all going to affect sales levels in the short term especially. But, you know, other than that, it's going to be pretty much status quo as far as I can tell, at least for now. Things may change toward the latter half of the year, but I'm personally not expecting any big changes until next year at least. There's a couple of interesting ways the publishing industry could break, but I don't currently see any momentum pushing things that way, aside from perhaps the continued dissolution of professional writers' organizations like RWA and CEFWA and MWA, as the generational changeover makes for a lot of really nasty infighting and bad blood. I'm basically expecting the next 10 years in American culture to be the nastiest we've ever lived through, and then I'm expecting it to get better, because there's so many streams of the after effects of disruptive change all merging at once in a period of technological stagnation, and those things, every time they come together, they create a big nasty culture war until we figure out how things are going to be next. Usually that includes a new technological revolution, but not always. It always involves the cultural and political tectonic plates switching this way and that until there's a new alignment that seems to better suit the ground conditions of the world we live in as opposed to the ground conditions of the world in which the existing cultural and political and economic tectonic plates were solidified way back when. But in the long run, I think we're going to be okay. I'm really not expecting the kinds of momentous change we've seen in the last 15 years in the publishing industry to carry forward and generate more change in the publishing industry on anything like the same scale as we've just been through. Because you got to remember, that series of revolutions, the audiobook revolution, the podcasting revolution, the ebook revolution, the print-on-demand revolution, all coming at the same time, that was all in the works for 40 years, at least. People were looking for ways to make that happen until someone figured out how. Now that I say that, something does occur to me that I do expect to be happening sometime in the next 5 years. It could be this year, it could be a little ways down. The vertically integrated publishers are bleeding money. I'm expecting, at some point, divestiture to start happening. I could be wrong about that because a lot of the conglomerates are moving over to an IP licensing model, so they may do an end run around my expectations. But my current expectation is that we'll see a lot more publishing imprints closed down or divested, or some of the multinational corporations get out of the publishing business altogether and sell off their publishing arms. But it could be wrong. We'll see. Thank you for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.